I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our church year begins with Advent. It's a season of waiting in anticipation, followed by Christmas, where we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And then comes the Feast of the Epiphany, where we're reminded about the wise men and the trip, the long trip they took to be with that child. And today is a bridge, the Feast of the Transfiguration. It's a bridge from all of that to Lent, which starts on Wednesday. So today we conclude the season after the Epiphany with the Feast of the Transfiguration. We have been about realizing who Jesus is. It's about the light that shines in the darkness that can't be extinguished. We look to that star in the east, the radiance on the mountaintop as we come to know Jesus. This season began with the baptism of Jesus, and we heard a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Then we heard John sharing his vision of Jesus with his followers, and they began to wonder just who this Jesus was. And Jesus invited them to come and see. We heard Simeon and Anna in the temple acknowledge Jesus as the light of the world. And we heard Jesus telling those following him to let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And last week, we were reminded that just following the letter of the law isn't sufficient. We need to live the spirit of the law. And so today, as we began the season, it will draw to a close with us once again hearing the voice of God. Now, the lesson that we haven't heard is Jesus telling his disciples that he's on his way to suffering and death. He's begun to explain to them the cost of discipleship. They didn't want to hear that. Who would? They thought they were following a king who would save them all in this moment. His reign would bring them all the good life. So they were very much unprepared for what he was telling them. This couldn't be happening. He hadn't taught them all that they thought they should know. This was a crisis. Their faith was so new. Would they be up to this test? So Jesus invited his inner circle, Peter, James, and John, to accompany him up that mountain. These were the same three that were with him when he cured Jairus' daughter. And they're the same three that will be with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, in Jewish tradition, three people being present to something was a sufficient number to bear witness to a truth. So Jesus having these three with him is important for the witnessing to the truth of Jesus, who Jesus really is. Now, we know mountains are important in the Bible. In Hebrew scripture, a mountain is a place where God makes his presence known. This is the place where we heard Moses went, and we know he was given the laws. A mountain is a holy dwelling. And I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm on a mountain, it seems I can listen much more intently for the word of God. I feel close to God, and I can focus much better on what God is calling me to do. Jesus needed to go to the mountain. He needed prayer time with his Father because he knew what was ahead of him, and he wanted to be reassured by his Father that this was, in fact, the path that was laid out for him. So they climbed the mountain. Peter and James and John were shown a glimpse of heaven. They were able to see God's glory in the face of Jesus. They saw that Jesus was, in fact, divine. And while there on the mountaintop, Jesus had his path confirmed as he spoke with Moses and Elijah, the symbols of the law and the prophets. Jesus received that assurance that he was looking for. Jesus is the connection to the people of Israel. He's the completion. Now, would this experience be enough to sustain Peter, James, and John? In both our second reading and our gospel, we hear God's voice as we did at the beginning of the season. Almost the same words. This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. That last part is different. Listen to him. Now, they have truly had a mountaintop experience, and hopefully in your lifetime you have had at least one, if not many. I have had a few in my lifetime, and they're profound and overwhelming experiences. Yet following a mountaintop experience, Jesus leads us back down the mountain. We can't stay on that mountain. Jesus leads us back to our normal lives. And we remember the experience. It changes us. It leads us in new directions if we'll let it. And we have to try and leave that fear behind. Part of our gospel. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Get up and do not be afraid." Just as Jesus touched the three of them, he touches us. And we can hear him telling us to not be afraid. We just need to listen to him. Here in our worship is a time when we can most readily open ourselves and feel our unseen and all-knowing God around us. In this beautiful space, we're surrounded by the stained glass windows with so many beautiful images of the story of our God. We have wall hangings and beautiful altar settings, all symbols that remind us of the revelations of God. And at the end of each service, we're called to leave this place as the disciples were called to leave the mountain. And they're called to remember. We're called to remember in our daily lives. Here we have been reminded of all that is holy. And what we have here is special. And we're called to bring this into our lives outside of this beautiful cathedral. We're reminded week after week of the saving grace of God, meant for every human being, not just for those who look like us, who act like us, who worship like us, vote like we do. Jesus calls us down that mountain so that we can work to bring about the world that God intends. We're called to draw near to those living on the streets, by the river, those who come Tuesdays to the drop-in center, those who don't have enough food. We're called to remember what we do here on Sunday relates to every single moment between our Sunday experiences. We're called to see Jesus' face in everyone we meet. We're called to see Jesus in the ordinariness of life. If we look for Jesus and we're open to seeing Jesus, we will see Jesus. And when we see Jesus, we can't help but be transformed. Amen.